Okay, good morning, everybody. So the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai is certainly amongst the most famous comments of Rashi on the Torah. In Bechukosai Telecho, Shet Yu'am Meilim B'Torah, we're not talking about Shmiras HaMitzvos, Hareza Amor. So this reflects the idea, as my Rabbi Rosenzweig Shlita, so I like to say, of Rav Lichtenstein Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that Amelos Batorah isn't only Yegiyah and Amala Shatorah, that the great, you know, effort and Zosatara Adam Kiyamos Bohel, but it's really much more than that. It's a way of being immersed in Torah, and that the work that one does isn't just a question of the hours that one puts in and, you know, the pushing oneself to understand difficult concepts, but, you know, the organization, the schematizing, categorizing, classifying, to systematize. Rav Rosenzweig felt that was very, very typical of Rav Lichtenstein. I remember him 8 years ago speaking about this in the context of the Shloshim. And so that's, you know, very, very famous, a certain, however one understands, of a Melos Batorah. But what is this mitzvah Sai Tishmeru? Rashi seems to affiliate it with the idea of compliance, of conformity with the mitzvos, and that's what leads him to suggest that Ibechu Kosai Telechu is actually something different. That's, you know, Amala Shal Torah. The Svarno disagrees, and the Svarno says that Mitzvosai Tishmeru goes well beyond compliance or cohering one's life with the mitzvos, but something much more. Hinei Hashmira Mitzvos Yashgacha Beofen Asiyasam Uve Mechuvan Mehem. There's a dual element to Shmiras HaMitzvos. So we talk about people being Shomrei Torah Mitzvos. So being a Shomrei Mitzvos is not properly defined, according to Svarno, as conformity, compliance, but rather Hashgacha Beofen Asiyasam, an awareness, a consciousness, is even a better word, of the manner in which they are performed and that which is meant to be achieved through them. Vizeh Bi'iyun Naos. That is with, right, extensive reflection. Kamaram Shamor Zomishna. Right, so the idea is that, and then this one again comes later, Uta'ainu b'mitzvos ladas ofen afiyasan v'tachlisan. So to know how to best perform mitzvos and to what ends one is performing mitzvos. So for the Svarno here, right, it emerges very, very distinctively that Shmiras HaMitzvos, the kind that's going to lead to the brachos ha'amuros beparsha, is not mere compliance, like, okay, this is how they tell me to, you know, make the brownies on the back of the box, or this is how I'm supposed to wash colors, this is how I'm supposed to wash whites, or as the case may be. But Shmiras HaMitzvos, that reflects, again, a duality, a sense of deep, deep investment in the manner in which mitzvahs are performed, the special qualities that each mitzvah has and what it requires, and then also the tachlis ha-mitzvah, right? This is, again, very much in line with the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer Achinuch, to try to understand what this mitzvah is meant to extract of me as an Eved Hashem and cultivate within me as an Eved Hashem. That becomes an absolutely foundational aspect of Shmiras HaMitzvos.